Hey everybody, Matt Sultel here alongside Dave Rohr. Looking forward to bringing you another Business of Digital podcast today. Today we're going to be talking about getting ready for seasonal marketing opportunities. And before we jumped on this, Dave and I were talking about this and how many opportunities are missed because you think that you're giving yourself enough time, for promotions or to prepare for it or to get ready. And most of the time, it's just not right. It just you don't have enough time, and you don't do it right, and everything goes wrong. And so, we're going to talk about what you can do better, and give you some seasonal marketing ideas, and we'll just go from there. So, why don't you kick us off and get us going, Dave?
Yep. So, especially in the e-commerce space, Black Friday, the holidays, if you're a flower shop type place, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, so many times have I had small and large clients weeks before, sometimes even days before, just drop on us, from an SEO and paid side and every which way. And they're like, oh, well, we just had a meeting the other day and now we want to do this promotion and we have all these campaigns, and you start asking these really simple questions of, do you have a landing page? No, we're going to build it. Well, what are you going to put on it? Well, we're not quite sure yet. Well, what's the coupon? What's the special? What's the promotion? We're still working on that. Well,
You're 2 weeks
holiday or
out.
season. Yeah. It's like, well, what is the ad copy going to be? And the PPC person are just there kind of, putting their head in their hands going, okay, well, it's end of month. We have reporting. We have all this other stuff to do. I need to make creatives. I need to get it approved. I need to get it approved by legal and all these other groups. Now, at a small business, you can move quicker, but how many times, we'll just say, Matt, in the last month or two, have you had fires come up at your company that have sidetracked you from something?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids getting sick, clients asking questions, last minute kind of proposals coming in that, have a rush. And for any kind of business, you can have someone quit. You can have, name anything that can go wrong. And like you just said, it probably will.
I think one of the things that really stuck out to me, I have a friend, a mutual friend actually, Rob Woods, used to do a lot in the Black Friday space, and I was amazed that he said that there was enough work and prep time for them to be busy all year just for that one day. But it leads up to, it's not just the one day, but it leads up to it. It's like all the promotion of it, the hype, everything that has to be done for every product, and like you said, every campaign and landing page, and everybody that has to be involved was in, getting involved, and it was pretty eye-opening for me. It's like I think back to like what the stores do. Like yesterday, I was walking through the stores, and whatever season it is, you tend to think, well, that's a little early. Why are they putting out back to school stuff? Or why are they putting out Christmas stuff already? Or why are they putting out this or that? And it's like the same concept. And as frustrating as when I'm walking into a Costco in August and I see Christmas stuff, or not frustrating, annoying, you understand it on our side why stuff like that has to be done. And like I said, it was just really eye-opening. Some of my conversations with Rob Woods and all the prep work that they would have to do in order to have everything go good for just one day, essentially.
And Black Friday examples now become, there's Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and then most for that, even Christmas and other stuff. I just saw a Halloween store, and this is, we're months away from that. There's a Halloween store now that has taken over an old, I forget what it used to be, but they already have signs up for no hiring.
Yeah,
So
probably an
they're
old
already
Circuit City
hiring.
building.
Yeah, something like that. And just the number of things, I don't think people, when you start to think about something like that, those little questions all add up. Like, what's the promo code going to be? Is it going to work? Have we done this before? If you haven't done that before, and say you're on, Squarespace or a Wix or something, How long is it going to take you to get a photo and get the content and get it up there and then release it? And if you're going to do paid and you use, you know, someone like Avalanche, or you have a consultant like me, what if we're backed up?
Yeah.
What if you're like, hey, we need this in 3 days?
Yeah. When's the last time you were able to say, okay, I'll deliver that in 3 days. No problem. Yeah, been a long time.
On a Friday at 4 p.m.
Right before a long weekend, 4th of July weekend or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Labor Day weekend, or, you know.
Whatever it might be.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, depending on the size of the company, getting everyone to sign off on something can take time. There's been times where I've worked with companies and trying to get all of the stakeholders across, not even a large company, but just all of the stakeholders. It's like, well, Susie and her husband and the kids, well, they always take their vacation this week. And then the next week, the CMO is taking it. And then after that, you know, we have 3 days in between when the, you know, director of whatever takes off. And then there's someone else that also is taking it. And it's because it's during the summer.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's over the holidays where everyone kind of takes off December and you're trying to get something, you know, maybe for Bowl Week and, you know, or the Super Bowl. And everyone's taking off during December. And then you come back and all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, now we have to get creative done. We have to talk to our agency or our consultant. Or we have to go find someone to write something.
Well, that's a good point you have there, like with around Christmas time in December, because, you know, you still have all your New Year's campaigns and stuff that people like to do. But how many times are people gone for like 2 weeks out of the last year in Christmas? And so if you don't have that planned, that's not something that you're going to be doing just last minute. So what would be your recommendation for any given holiday, you know, a good lead time to plan and get started here?
As far ahead as possible, but at least 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, and that was, I guess I should have asked the higher level question, I guess. Best case scenario, obviously, as much time as possible, but what's your answer without being able to, you know, pull hair out of your head?
I would like to do it the year before. At least have an idea. So, you know, it's 2017 right now. We're going to try. We already planned and had an idea for this Halloween, for this coming Christmas, for this, you know, coming Easter, whatever the holiday is. We already had a plan last year, an idea. Now, 2 to 3 months out, you already got buy-in. You already have, you know, budget set aside. Now it's like, okay, now we have to do it.
Right.
Well, so we already have all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think about it even like with you and I, we've been doing a certain PubCon content session together for like the last 6 or 7 years, however long it's been. And, you know, you and I, hopefully we're going to be doing it again this year, but we're always talking about that, you know, throughout the whole year. And, you know, it's like that. I mean, it's something, I know it's just one day in a 1 hour session or a 1.5 hour session or whatever it is. But again, it's just like, you know, it takes all that lead time to make sure that everything goes smooth, any ideas or any plans. And I think that's the reason why it's been one of the more successful sessions, is because we take that time and we do that. And we're not just throwing something together last minute.
I might be making changes last minute, but that's different.
Yeah, well, that's the changes last minute. Sometimes we can't help because, you know, someone else... Twitter, Google, Facebook, whoever might have changed something on us right before, but yeah. So,
yeah, it just depends.
So yeah, so like, give us an example of some seasonal marketing ideas of what people can do. So let's say that, you know, I haven't thought ahead a year, but I have thought at least 2 to 3 months, and yep. Let's say, you know, we got some big ones coming up in 2017 still. Let's just go more with, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas. What would be some ideas that you would give a small to medium business owner, not a huge budget, but has some to put into marketing for, you know, seasonal opportunities and whatnot? What are some ideas that you would pass along to them?
I would say start with your budget so you can understand what is even in the realm of possibility. Do you have $250? Do you have $100? Do you have $1,000? Do you have $10,000? What is your budget that you can, you know, kind of take a big swing for the fences with? And whatever that budget is, then back into what the goal of it would be. Because, I mean, if you're going to be dropping, you know, large amounts of money on a project, what is the goal? Is it to get your name out there? Is it to get direct sales, indirect sales, brand awareness, get you on TV? I think those would be my first two things I would suggest. What about you?
No, that's great. Like, what I was thinking, definitely, you know, knowing what specific product you're going to use. Because obviously, you know, think about, you know, when I think about, like, Black Friday, for example, I think about Target, and it has things that it draws people into the business for. They're not making any money on that TV, that 50-inch TV or whatever that they're selling for probably less than it costs to make in some cases. But what they're hoping is they're getting people in the door, more people in the door, maybe people that shop at Walmart, for example, but they're offering a better price. And so they're getting some of that market, and they're getting people in their doors, and they're hoping that they're going to spend something else. And so I would probably, you know, my best suggestion, and again, whether you're a dentist, whether you're a restaurant, whether you're whatever it is, you know, on the SMB side of it, what offer are you going to do to get them in your door, to let them be more familiar with your services, your product, your offering? What is that going to be, and what are you going to, you know, what is it worth to you? So let's say that, you know, I look at that as a marketing expense. So these guys might sell 1,000 TVs, and it maybe ended up, they may not have made any money on it, or it may have cost them, you know, $10,000. But then you look at, okay, I spent $10,000 to drive how many people into my store or to my site? And you have to look at those opportunities and costs and what it is that you want to offer. You know, if you're a dentist, are you going to offer a Black Friday, you know, free cleaning special? Or if you're a HVAC technician, are you going to offer some kind of a tune-up for free, or an 18-point inspection Black Friday deal, or whatever it might be? But I think you have to figure out what that is, but then also realize, like, do a little bit of calculation as to, you know, what the amount of people that you potentially can bring in with that. And then, like you said, thinking about the kind of budget, because obviously you can have whatever kind of promotions or deals or sales that you want on your product. You know, like, for example, at Avalanche, you know, we could have a huge Black Friday promotion on video production, where normally, let's say we're at $225 an hour or $250 an hour. Let's say that we're going to slice it in half, and we're going to do video production for $125 an hour. Well, hopefully, you know, breaking even or not making money on those videos, they're going to like the quality of work, they're going to like what we've done, and they're going to use us for more, or they're going to use us for other things. And I think that would be the goal with these kind of deals.
Yep. Yeah, the figuring out your budget, figuring out that stuff, and then, you know, kind of taking the angle. I, for those that are squeamish, I'll try to phrase this in a nice way, but there's a certain type of doctor procedure that they always promote on the radio at certain times of the year. And anytime there is, you know, like March Madness or bowl games going on, they'll suggest that, you know, you come and see the doctor males and come and have this surgery done on a Friday, and then you can sit around all weekend and watch sports, and your wife can't yell at you. And, like, that's their angle, that's their promotion. Yeah. Like, we're having a special this week only, you know, and they do it 2-3 times a year during big sporting event type things. Like, oh, watch the Super Bowl, or watch the bowl games, or watch all this stuff. And that's their angle. And I'm sure they, you know, they have these radio ads that they update every year, and they have this stuff, but I'm guessing that they kind of budget out and schedule stuff out. So yeah, know your budget, know what you're promoting and your goal, and then your angle. And from there, you start to look at, you know, like you said, who are you targeting and how can you get in front of them? And I think that would determine what type of content, what social channels, where you're going to promote it, how you're going to promote it, the type of content you're going to create. And that starts to kind of feed into, you know, like we were talking about Rob, like they spend months preparing for that single day.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like a couple weeks now Black Friday's become.
Well, and if you think about it, like even on a restaurant level, for example, you know, they could get involved in something like this and have, you know, some of their more popular dishes or whatever it might be. There's going to need to be prep time, because if you feel like whatever it is you're offering, you know, buy one entree, get one free, or two for one, whatever it is, you're going to need to kind of have an idea of how many people might come in and take advantage of that, which means you're going to have to figure out your food, your staffing, your things like that, because what you don't want to happen is, you know, something disastrous and you're out of stock and people are angry. And what do people do when they're angry online, Dave?
They comment how much they love you on Yelp.
That's exactly what they do. But yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I thought about that. And it was one of the things that, you know, because it doesn't matter whether you're selling TVs or whether you're, you know, whether you're selling food, you have to prepare for it the same way.
Yeah, you really do. Just from a step in and everything. And I just had an example, and I'm totally forgetting what it was now.
That's my fault.
One of the episodes we did recently where we talked about, and I actually gave an example of, from a social media standpoint, like what to post and stuff. When we start talking about 2 to 3 months before, you have email lists, you have social platforms you can talk on, forums, whatever you have, you can start leading up and promoting it way before. You know, you don't have to wait until 2 days before.
Right.
So that 2 to 3 months again, even if you're not fully done, you know, if you don't have your messaging, if you don't know what your offer is, if you don't know what you're doing, it's really hard to start promoting, you know, your seasonal specials or your, you know, you save room for Mother's Day. You know, there's pizza places around here that, you know, will email blast me all the time. A bunch of breweries are always telling me weeks in advance of specials and of special dates and stuff.
Yeah, I think of Papa John's and how great they do with stuff like that.
Especially around, like, look, the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is their big thing.
Yeah, Super Bowl, almost any holiday or anything there. You know that there's going to be a coupon code or something, so yeah.
Something. But again, that 2 to 3 months, that's kind of the other reason, is that it gives you time to promote it so that, you know, people aren't just seeing that one email. Because how many times do we get email every day and you go, oh, well, I already got an email from them this week. I don't have time to look at it today.
Well, and I think that just think about how easy this is for, like, you know, especially if you have a little bit of a following on Instagram or Facebook or whatever your business, you know, for an SMB, to just start taking images months in advance of just different things, you know, some of the, whatever it is, if it's an entree or if it's a dish or if it's a dessert or whatever it is you're offering for that holiday deal, you know, just start putting those teasers out and being like, hey, we fill up quick, you know, we usually sell out of this, or we usually run out of room, or reservations are usually booked, or whatever it might be, you know, but you start feeding that in, dripping it in, so to speak, months in advance, and people are going to remember it, and people, you know, whenever, on the other hand of it, when it's people like us, and we're thinking, oh, crap, Valentine's Day, or whatever it might be, I need to buy something, then that's one of the ones that comes to mind. Oh, I remember, I saw this ad, this person does this, or I could get this here. And so anyway, that's where it's at.
And the other thing you could do is, if you are a restaurant or even, you know, some other type of store, it's like, which one would you prefer? Like, we're going to have a special dinner for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which dessert would you prefer? And, you know, post the photos on Instagram and say,
perfect,
in the comments, tell us which one you prefer, and that's what we'll pick.
Crowdsourcing, let your customers do it for you.
And let them then go, oh, wow, yeah, they picked the one I want. Or, you know, maybe they'll be, some people might be upset, but you'll also get engagement and, you know, people will be like, hey, Mom, what would you prefer if we went here?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, yeah, and that could be used with any, you know, like I think there's a, I know of a local hobby shop here, and they have a Twitter account, and an Instagram account. And perfect example there too, you know, with products. Hey, which one of these, you know, we're about to do our huge Black Friday sale or whatever it might be, you know, which would interest you more? Which do you hope that, you know, which do you hope it would be or something, some kind of an angle. It's a great idea.
Yeah. And for a hobby shop, they could do like, you know, a May 4th special, and weeks in advance put out and say, which side are you on? Are you, you know, are you good or bad? Which whoever gets the most votes is what will be on sale for 50% off one of these two products.
Yeah.
And again, that if you already know ahead of time what your budget is, what your promotion is, what the goal is, doing these types of things and really trying to, I don't know, crowdsource, but just, you know, play off of your audience that you've built in all these different social channels and your email and anywhere else really makes it a lot easier.
All right. Excellent. I think that we've passed on some great information for any kind of seasonal marketing ideas. One of the things that we had discussed was maybe jumping into these a little bit more, you know, siloed or specific when it's appropriate. But if there's any questions that anybody has, Dave and I and the Business of Digital Account, we're always monitoring it. We're always available. We're easy to find online. We're always there. And so make sure and reach out to us if you have any questions. We would love to hear what those questions are and, you know, help answer them for you. So thank you guys for listening. I'm Matt Sopola for Dave Rohr, Northside Metrics. I'm with Avalanche Media, and we will catch you guys on the next podcast.